Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is the D-Word podcast, where we talk dementia. Welcome along to another edition of the D-Word podcast. Music has been a big part of my life, and in truth, I'd probably be a lot richer if I hadn't bought so much of it when I was younger. But I wouldn't swap that for all the benefits it's brought me. So it's a pleasure to be able to talk music this week with my guest, Alexis Baker from Bridgetown Music Therapy. Well, Alexis, it's a pleasure to have you as my guest here on the D Word, founder and owner of Bridgetown Music Therapy there in Oregon. I wonder if we can start with you just giving us an idea. I mean, how did you become involved in music therapy in the first place?
Well, first off, I want to say thank you so much, Pete, for having me as a guest. It's great to be with you today. I get asked that question a lot. I've always been interested in music. I've always loved music. I grew up in a family where music was very much valued and supported. So I started piano lessons at a young age, and that was a great musical foundation. And then I began guitar at the age of 10 and just fell in love with that instrument, and I've been playing it ever since. And then when I hit about the age of 16, I was starting to look at what could I do with my life, what could I go to school for, and I knew for sure I wanted to do a helping profession. So I thought about nursing, counseling, and psychology, but in the back of my mind, I knew I wanted to do something that involved music, and it was right about that time I first learned about music therapy, and it immediately grabbed my attention, and I started looking into it and finding out it's a whole profession that you can go to school for and a career path. And so I really started down that path. I looked up schools with accredited music therapy programs and ultimately ended up getting my degree in music therapy and completing all the requirements, 1,200 clinical training hours, and taking the board certification exam. And I've been doing music therapy for the past 11 years.
So it's it's not just having a like of music, is it? And turning up. I mean, there's a whole lot behind it. I mean, how long has music therapy been going as a sort of profession?
It is a newer profession for sure. I would say it unofficially began around the end of World War II when musicians started going into hospitals and playing music for soldiers who were recovering, both mentally, physically, a lot of PTSD, and they started seeing positive responses from music being played in hospitals. So then it started developing more and research being done. So I would say it's been around for the past 70 years, maybe. And I like to say it's a combination of art and science. So it's more than just music, but it does involve therapeutic practice, psychology, all of that.
I guess you need the evidence, don't you, to show that what you're doing works.
Absolutely. We're not just doing random activities. It's all evidence-based.
And that's Bridgetown Music, obviously deal with a lot of people with dementia, living with dementia. Do you yourself have a personal connection to dementia?
I do, yes. So, I mentioned when I was 16, that's when I learned about music therapy. That was also the age I was when my grandmother, who had Alzheimer's disease, passed away. So she was diagnosed when I was a younger child, and I hadn't heard of it up to that point, and I didn't know what it was. Didn't really understand it, but my grandmother was my first real exposure to dementia, and she lived across the country, so I didn't get to see her all the time. But in between those visits, she had some pretty significant decline. And towards the end of her life, she didn't remember my name. She didn't remember I was her grandchild. So that really stuck with me. And it started to paint the picture of dementia for me, what is involved in a diagnosis and what it does to a person.
So you got your qualification in music therapy. You had a little bit of experience with your grandma. How did it all come together into Bridgetown Music Therapy?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have always loved older adults, and I've always loved working with kids as well. So it was kind of after I finished my degree and became certified as a music therapist, my first 3 years as a professional, I was working with a very wide variety of populations. So I was working with kids, I was working with adults with developmental disabilities, I was working in mental health, and then with older adults. And it was such a wide variety. I was feeling very spread thin. So then I came to a point where I was like, okay, am I going to focus on older adults or am I going to focus on kids? And I was just really drawn to older adults. And then more specifically, older adults living with dementia because of my family member who had it, and just really seeing the impact of music with those living with dementia. So my first 3 years I was working for another company, and then when I started Bridgetown Music Therapy at the end of 2016, that's when I decided I'm going to focus on older adults and dementia.
The station that makes you feel good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The station that makes you feel good.
Here on the D Word, we're putting together our 2025 schedule. Already some great guests lined up, but there's plenty of room for more. So do get in touch if you'd like to join me on the podcast. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Blue Sky. And the email is tdwradio@gmail.com. My guest this week is Alexis Baker. So you started in 2016.
I did.
You'd probably been going 3.5, 4 years when obviously the pandemic hit and COVID. I mean, what difference did that make?
Yes, that's right. I had been going about 4 years, and COVID was a huge hit. It affected everything. So I have always been a traveling music therapist, driving around to all of my clients, whether it's a person living in their own home or living a group of 4 to 5 residents in a smaller care home type setting, or senior living communities where it's dozens to hundreds of residents. And it's typically a memory care or assisted living community I'm going to. So that was my work. And all of a sudden, in the span of a couple weeks, I was down to nothing because all of my clients said, "We can't have you come in," understandably. But it was a lot, and it was very disorienting. And I took a few weeks to just pause and like analyze the situation. And then I started thinking, okay, what kind of alternatives can I provide? And at that point, I started trying music therapy over Zoom, outdoor music therapy, where I would go and sit just like on the porch or outside the window. But that only works for a few months out of the year here in this climate. I even did a little bit of music therapy over the phone where it was just audio. But those first few months, it was all about, there was so much isolation going on. So it was all about any form of connection, because people were just craving connection and craving something other than being isolated. So some of the alternatives worked, not all of them, but ultimately it led to me really pivoting in my business. And it was actually my husband's idea to start pre-recording sessions. He happens to be a professional videographer, so we put our skills together, and I started filming myself doing sessions, really taking my years of experience working in person with people and putting it in video format. And we kind of launched this. We didn't know what we were doing, but we launched kind of a skeleton program in the fall of 2020, and I've been doing that ever since, in addition to continuing some in-person music therapy.
How difficult was it for you as a musician who presumably feeds off your audience to suddenly be put in front of a camera and still create the same kind of vibe?
It was an adjustment for sure, but I really tried to look at the camera like, these are my clients, these are my people, they're right here with me, I'm right here with them, and really interacting with the camera in that way. And then after doing it for a little while, it became more natural. But you're right, it's not a replacement for in the moment live interactions, because that is really what music therapy is built on, is response in the moment. So we actually don't call it for a formal music therapy program. We call it a music engagement program, because participants are able to engage with music and with me on screen, but it's just a different kind of program.
Yeah, like, I guess with the technology, it allows you to reach a much bigger audience, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah, and we're international now too. We've got some folks in the UK and Canada, and you're right, it does open up the door to reach more people.
So, tell us a little bit how it works. You record sessions. How do people then access it?
Yeah, so I pre-record everything. And then we have a platform with our website where it's just a simple login for our members. So they go to member login and log into the site, and then we have a video library where we've organized all of the content, all of the we call them therapeutic music sessions, where we've organized all the content into various collections. So we offer individual song videos, we have 20 to 30 minute sessions, and we have 50 to 60 minute sessions. And then we also have some special collections like Americana, Hymns and Spirituals, and then super popular right now is our winter holiday collection with a variety of sessions celebrating the holidays this time of year. And then we have a huge variety within the program. So all kinds of themes and genres, because with music therapy, one of the principles is that client preferred music is very important. So we offer a huge variety for people to choose from within it. And we have, well, we're just over 350 sessions within the program. So there's a lot to choose from, and we have a search bar tool where people can look up singers, themes, things like that. So it's meant to be accessible, meaning it does involve any scheduling. People can hop on and use it whenever they want. It's very high quality because it's all professionally filmed. We've got all the words, the song lyrics on screen. So it's really about singing, engaging in the music. I do some gentle stretching and exercise, seated movement, deep breathing exercises, and relaxation. And then I'll also encourage instrument play. So if they've got like small rhythmic percussion instruments, they can play along as well as sing. And so high quality, accessible, and affordable. So we try to keep our prices super low for people to sign up and get access.
Yeah, it sounds the perfect mix. I mean, I've looked at your website, and the number of genres, just got a list here: folk, country and western, big band, pop, rock and roll, jazz, blues. And one thing I always feel that people wrongly get categorized with the music they like based on their age. And there's been research that's done that the music that you hear in the first 30 years of your life is usually the music that you carry forward. And if you look at that in terms of someone that's 80 now in 2024, they were born in 1944. So you take 30 years, and that will cover Elvis, the Beatles, psychedelic rock, getting into glam rock here in the UK. And yet, too often, those people are categorized of liking kind of almost First World War songs.
Yeah, that's very true, and you're spot on with that. I call that a general rule of thumb in music therapy. It is generally applied, but it's not always true because you can also have someone who likes present day music. They learn about it, they hear it, they like it. It helps them feel better. So we shouldn't rule out any music. And while I do focus on the older adult population, it does end up being music from, well, if you include folk music from the Americas, that dates back to 1850. And a lot of folk music people do recall from childhood, so that music can be valuable. But I generally say the 1920s because you also want to include the music of their parents. A lot of times they have positive memories about their parents singing songs from their time. So when they were in their 20s and 30s. So yeah, the 20s through the 80s, I would say, generally.
Yeah, it's a really interesting subject. The other thing I tend to see here in care facilities sometimes is that people who just use music as a space filler to get away from the silence. and don't actually realize the real applications of it like you do.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Pete. Music can be used in that way. It can be a reprieve from sometimes deafening silence, but I do believe music should be used intentionally as well and well thought out. And yeah, sometimes it's just turned on and not much thought behind it.
In terms of dementia as a condition, I guess your music has to progress as the condition progresses. So depending on what you're doing as someone with a mild cognitive impairment will be different to someone who is at the latter stages of a dementia journey.
Right. Yeah, so I've really taken my years of experience working in person with folks living with dementia, and I would say our program is most appropriate for mid to later stages. I've really designed it to be dementia friendly, so it's more simple and slower paced. I speak at a slower pace, sing at a slower pace, so they can really engage well and not get lost in chaos or too much going on in the video. Yeah, it's really intentional and thoughtfully put together.
Yeah, and I think it's, that obviously is part of your art as a music therapist. How do you're doing it remotely, of course. How do you gauge kind of success of the program?
We are still trying to figure that out, but one thing we love is to get feedback from our members. So sometimes we get quick little notes in the email, or people share on social media. We've gotten photos of the program in action. We've gotten videos, and we are also working on, so we have some members more locally to us. So we're working on developing a way to connect with them. And yeah, that's, to be honest, that's something we're still trying to figure out because it is more of a one-sided program. So I put it together and then it's out there for people to access, but I'm not getting feedback in the moment on how it's going. So we're always open to feedback, and we've taken ideas and suggestions from members and tried to implement them as best as possible. And we're always working to improve the program to make it more accessible and user-friendly. We take song and music requests and try to work those into the program. Yeah, it's a work in progress for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Like everything, isn't it?
Yes.
But you say you're now involved with people in the UK, you've got people in the US. I mean, how many people are there doing what you're doing, or is this pretty unique?
There are some other music-based programs with overlap. I haven't come across anyone doing exactly what I'm doing. As a side note, we also offer, so we have our virtual music engagement program, and that's the program I just explained. We also offer monthly free live music sessions over Zoom. So that is live in the moment. We're interacting with people, and that's where we sometimes the time can kind the time difference can kind of be challenging, but that's where we sometimes get folks from the UK and Canada joining, and that's a great way for us to connect with our members and our non-members because it's open and free to anyone. We're experimenting with some other ideas and ways we can expand. Yeah, so once again, work in progress.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The station that makes you feel good.
On UK Health Radio, as well as our live output, all our shows are available for listen again and download from the website at www.ukhealthradio.com. I'm talking music on this edition of the podcast with my guest, Alexis Baker.
Sure. I mean, you know, as well as your work there, I know you've worked with another one of our previous guests, Debbie Compton, on her book, The Gay Givers Advocate. How did you get involved in doing that?
The wonderful world of LinkedIn. We connected on LinkedIn just somehow. I don't even recall how, but we exchanged a couple of messages and she invited me into the collaborative book project. And I was able to contribute a chapter to the book on helping caregivers incorporate more music into the day-to-day of dementia caregiving. And really going back to that idea of intentionally doing it, not just kind of a random application, but giving very practical, concrete ideas for how to do it. So that was a really special project this year. My work isn't just one thing. I do a lot of different things for my work, a lot of education and advocacy. I do some speaking and writing and a lot of networking and collaborative work. And I really enjoy it all. And it's all driven by passion, focused on just helping the overall dementia community.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a great thing you're doing and people like you do. Because I do feel still that dementia sometimes is pushed down the medical route. And all the social interactions, as I call them, which includes the use of music, is not really taken that seriously at times by the people who go down the medical route. And I think it's a real shame because I think it's got so much to offer.
It's a huge underutilized, undervalued tool. And I think there has been quite a bit of research done on it. Some of the research that shows how it can help alleviate some of the behavioral issues, but also help decrease use of pharmacological applications. I think that's where it can really start to grab people's attention. And we're gaining momentum with use of music, but you're right, it still isn't quite fully recognized. For the value it brings.
I guess you feel, you know, sometimes you must feel you want to shout it from the rooftops, you know, hey guys, this works. Why aren't you looking at it?
Yes, I do. And that's why I appreciate people like you helping bring more attention to it.
No, I think, I've been in, I've loved, I can't play a note, Alexis, and I'm probably tone deaf when I sing, but I've loved music since a very early age, and that all came about with is just my mother playing, music in the house, and it kind of, you kind of grow up with it.
Yeah.
I don't
Well,
know,
and
I think.
that's the thing. Most people on some level resonate music with music in some way or another. I like to say we're all musical beings because we have rhythm inside of us. Our heartbeat, our breathing is rhythmic. So there's something for everyone with music, and that's the beauty. That's why it's called the universal language. There's just something about it. It connects us. It motivates us. It works on a physiological level with the brain. If it's the right music, it activates the feel-good centers of the brain. It's a natural booster for our mood and emotions. And it has even been shown with dementia to help create new neural pathways. So there's some really amazing stuff with music, and I think it's definitely a call to take a closer look and give more attention to it.
And I guess the thing is as well that it doesn't matter whether you're any good at it, as long as you enjoy it. If you just want to thump a tambourine along to the beat, then great. You don't have to be a Pavarotti or a Bruce Springsteen or whatever. It doesn't really matter, does it?
Absolutely. I always encourage people, it doesn't matter how you sound, just do what feels good for you. You don't have to have the right rhythm or beat or be on key. You don't have to have any musical background or skill. That's what music therapy is about, is being creative and expressive and connecting with others. There's a lot of potential in it.
Yeah, just we'll close the discussion in a minute. But in terms of the US, I mean, roughly, it might be a difficult question. How many music therapists are there working in a country the size of the US?
There are about 10,000
Okay.
certified, but not all of them work in dementia care. A lot of them work in hospital settings, schools, other populations. There's many populations music therapists serve.
So it doesn't, to me, it doesn't really seem that many. It seems that
There's not enough of us to serve all the needs.
absolutely. What does the future look like, Alexis? What are you, what are you hoping to achieve in maybe the next 5 years?
Good question. We're just working hard to get the word out about what we're doing with our program and just expand our reach to help more people and really continue to beat the drum of that message about music being a tool and support in dementia care and just really encouraging more to access it. Yeah, we're just really hoping to grow our reach.
Thank you so much for being my guest. Good luck with everything you do, and do keep in touch. Hopefully, we can get you back on the D word to see how it's all going.
Oh, thank you so much, Pete. The pleasure was all mine.
Thanks to Alexis. Always great to talk music. And do take a look at her website, bridgetownmt.com. Well, that's all we have time for on this edition of the podcast. Thanks for your company, and I hope you'll join me again soon for some more dementia talk right here on the D Word.
Step Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.